These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. We'll start with comments from boss Steve Bruce. He has revealed that Newcastle nearly broke their transfer record before signing Danny Rose on loan. The Magpies have been one of the more active Premier League clubs in the January transfer window. Boss Steve Bruce has signed three players on loan: Nabil Bentaleb from Schalke, Valentino Lazzaro from Inter Milan, and Spurs left-back Danny Rose. He joined on Thursday. Those three look like good acquisitions, but Bruce has also confirmed that he tried and failed to sign in-demand Chelsea striker Olivier Giroud on loan, and he was also close to bringing a midfielder that would have eventually broke the club's 40 million transfer record. It's believed that Lille's Boubacari Soumaré is the man in question. Bruce said, "We had a bid accepted that would have nearly got us out to our transfer record 8 days ago, where we had it accepted by the club, and unfortunately the player wanted to stay where he was. We were active, but it didn't quite happen. We'll just have to wait and see what we can do in the summer," he said. "We were close to the record again, but we couldn't get it over the line, which is a big disappointment to us. He was our number one target." However, the capture of Rose from Tottenham has pleased Bruce. He believes he's bringing in one of the best left-backs in the country. Bruce said that he's a top player and arguably as good a left-back as there is in England. Meanwhile, Newcastle host bottom of the table Norwich on Saturday, with the Magpies 7 points clear of the relegation zone in 14th place. Rose, Bentaleb and Lazzaro could all make their Premier League debuts for Newcastle, but Jonjo Shelvey is out with a hamstring injury. Ahead of the match, Bruce believes that Norwich, who are bottom of the table, have been unlucky this season. He said, "I've watched them all week and they've been very unlucky. Even though they're bottom of the pile at the moment, they are a good side," he said.